Looking forward to the games involving the three Northwest counties this weekend. The first to take to the pitch is Derry, taking on a Dublin side who made a big statement against Kerry last week. But Derry, no doubt, one of only three teams who have a 100% record. Four teams actually in the entire league who have won all their matches. But this is going to be a really, really good game at Celtic Park on Saturday evening. And is it a good enough game for Derry to measure themselves up against Dublin, who over the last 4 or 5 days, people have now been tipping for an All-Ireland title?
Yeah, for me, it's the first game where we can actually properly judge Derry. They've done things well. They've played well in patches. I thought they were outstanding against Monaghan. I don't know that it would have mattered what Monaghan team was out that night. Derry would have probably beaten them well the way they played, but all of their games so far, like, it was, you know, Kerry, I think, at 8 of their All-Ireland final team. Tyrone were down 7 first-team regulars. Galway were down Comer, Walsh, Conroy, Tierney, McDead, you know, like, and again, Derry are doing their own bits well, but I think there's a wee bit of, you hear this talk about Derry being the best team in the country at the minute, and it's so premature. And I think that Saturday evening is the first time, is the first game that we'll be able to judge them now. I mean, Dublin are still missing men. And the reason I say that is because Derry have been, barring whatever sort of injuries from week to week, Derry have been full out. It's their full championship team each week. So you're judging a summer Derry against a spring everyone else. And I think that's what'll be interesting on Saturday. I say Dublin have still a good few to come back in themselves, but the depth of the Dublin team, you don't notice the absences so much. And I think obviously they showed against Kerry on Saturday evening just how good they can be with the resources even that they have at hand at the minute. So look, it is all the makings of a really, really fascinating game, because I think Dublin obviously lost in Celtic Park last year. Then Derry were kind of well beaten in the league final in Croke Park by them in the Division 2 league final. And so both teams have a wee bit to prove to each other as well. So it's set up to just be the edgiest and the most fascinating game of the league so far.
Yeah. Well, then on Sunday in Division 1 down at Fitzgerald Stadium, Kerry are taking on Tyrone. Tyrone had that brilliant comeback win against Mayo last week, where they were brilliant toward in the second half and towards the end of the game to deservingly take the win. And they look to build on that now going to the Kingdom. But going into the Kingdom comes with a particular warning, given what happened last week in Croke Park at the hands of Dublin for Kerry.
Yeah, and look, Tyrone, if any county doesn't need a warning about going to Killarney or Tralee, it is Tyrone. Like, they lost by 16 points there in 2022. They lost by 17 points in 2017, 16 points in 2014, 10 points in 2012. They don't like going to Kerry. They don't have a good record in Kerry at all. I think they've only won 3 of their last 16 down there since 2003. So, and there has been a few false dawns for Tyrone in the last couple of years. Since they won the All-Ireland, they've obviously very middling form, and every so often they pull out a result like Mayo last week. It was against Kerry last year in Omagh that they pulled that result out, having looked dead and buried in the league. Then they beat Kerry in Omagh and they won their last 3. Then they beat Monaghan and they beat Armagh to stay up and turn their season. But it was a false dawn again. Their championship performances didn't stack up, and there's a wee bit of a false confidence thing with them at times, where they get their gander up for a game and everybody thinks, right, this is Tyrone, now they're back. But when you look at their form over the 2 and a bit seasons since they won the All-Ireland, the majority of it has been very poor. Going to face a Kerry team, as you say, coming off the back of, you know, for a long stages, a poor performance against Dublin, but even still within that, they managed to cut the gap at one stage from 10 back to 4, and went on a run and then got caught again towards the end. But I think Kerry are due to bring something. They've had a couple of near misses in the league as well against Mayo and against Derry. And I just look, Tyrone have a difficult run in themselves. People are talking, looking up the hill now for them. They're away to Kerry and they're away to Dublin in their last three. And they have Monaghan and home in between. And it is the Monaghan game that I think is going to determine whether Tyrone stay in Division 1 or not.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to Division 2. I know you were at the Athletic Grounds last week for the big top-of-the-table clash that ended in a share of the spoils, a draw between Donegal and Armagh. Listen, huge crowd for a league game at the Athletic Grounds. What did you make of it, Cahir?
Yeah, 11,500. It's always busy in Armagh at the minute now. They're fanatical about it. I thought it was a game that showed that both teams have played Division 2 at the start of the year. I felt the pace of it, the energy in it and the want for both teams to win was really, really high, but the quality of it wasn't. The quality of it struggled. I felt it probably showed that wee thing of maybe both teams haven't had it relatively comfortable in Division 2 so far, and when the pace of the game ratcheted up, they just haven't played a game like that in a while, and it will stand. They both ultimately, they both got a point out of it, so they did well. I think it was in hindsight, it was a better point for Donegal than it was for Armagh. But I think they'll both be happy enough with everything that they got out of the game, provided that they both end up getting promoted at the end of it. And I think that's a bigger worry for Armagh than it is for Donegal.
Why do you say that?
Well, it's just the fixture list. Donegal certainly on paper have an easier running than Armagh do. You're Louth at home, you're a really struggling Kildare away, and then you're at home to Meath and Balbuffet where Donegal don't lose too often. Was Armagh have two away games, Fermanagh and Cork on the last day, the very real prospect that they'll be scrapping like hell to stay out of the Tailteann Cup, and Cork have the potential to be far better than they're being. And then Armagh's home game in between is against Cavan, who are no soft touch whatsoever, as Donegal found out themselves in Breffni. Like, so it's a different challenge that Armagh face, and I think Donegal's finish to the league looks easier.
Yeah. Louth of the opposition is coming to Ballyshannon, Father Tierney Park on Sunday. I take it you don't expect Louth to cause Donegal much problems in that game, Cahir?
Do you know what? I think Louth are in a very false position in Division 2, to be fair to them. Like, they have been really, really unlucky. They lost by a point to Armagh. They lost by a point to Cavan. And lost by two to Meath in a game that they probably should have won. And that is the top end of the... You know, Louth will look at their fixture list and feel, you know, probably a wee bit unfortunate that they are where they are, because I would expect them to probably take 4 points from the last two games on form. I don't think that they deserve to be where they are in the league. I think they're much better. And there is a wee bit of an underestimation of Louth throughout the country. Ger Brennan has picked up what Mickey Hart and Horace Devlin left behind and has carried it on. They have a serious bit about them. I'm not saying that they'll go to Ballyshannon and win. I don't think they will. But I think they're a lot better than people realise, and they're a lot better than people give them credit for, and they're definitely a lot better than their league position tells us they are.
Yeah. Just finally back to the Donegal Armagh situation, and Championship, as we know, is less than 2 months away now at this stage, Cahir. How far off are Armagh and Donegal where they should be for Championship, do you think?
I don't think they're a million miles, obviously. I think the game last weekend will stand to both of them, having had a game at that intensity that's probably what they'd missed out on, not being in Division 1 and just playing at that wee touch of a higher pace every weekend. But, I mean, one of the things that Jim McGuinness has done so far, well, he's done a lot so far, but he seems to be getting a fairly settled team together, which is, you know, one of the big strengths that he had in his first term. Like, I mean, you could have picked the Donegal team that was going to go out most weeks. We knew 14 of them without thinking. And they're getting back towards that. And if you look at Derry's success over the last two or three years, I mean, it's entirely built on that. I mean, it's the same, you could pick 12 of the same 15 players almost every single week for Derry, and then you're picking the other three from a group of five. So that consistency of selection is happening. I think Armagh are actually, for me, it's been a big problem for Armagh in the last few years, is that consistency of selection. They have a tendency to rotate every week, change, chop and change, chop and change. And I don't think it has helped them, in, particularly in midfield, where they've never really nailed down any kind of partnership. So, and physically, like, both teams look, they've done a lot of work. They're fairly well at it. So I don't think there's any big concern there. I think they'll be happy enough that, you know, being in Division 2 allows them to come in beneath the radar. I just think that they would like one more real challenge each. And I don't think they want it to be in the league final, so close to the championship starting. So, I suppose it's whether they get that out of the next few games.
We wait to see. Listen, Cathal O'Kane of the Irish News, as always, thanks for joining us and enjoy the football this weekend.
Thanks, Ajit.